Craig Hill.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Hi. Yes, good morning. This is Honey calling from Local Splash. Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Hi. Okay.
That is good to hear. So, yes, I am actually calling in regards to the email that you sent. I wanted to go ahead and do an account review with you. So we'll be reviewing your account together. I'll go ahead and share my screen with you. Is this a good time for a call?
Driving down the road, so I don't know what you're going to share with me. I can talk to you, but I can't share anything with you. What do you want to share with me, honestly? What do you need to share with me?
So when we actually do account reviews, we wanted to go ahead and do, like, review the account together, so I'll be sharing my screen as well, so you can also see, like, what we see on our end.
Well, the reason I call, I mean, I haven't got a good lead in months. Everybody that calls me is trying to sell me something. They're trying to sell me something. Or they knew me already. They just looking for my phone number, or I don't know why they went through to me. They put in my name, and then my number comes through, and it looks like it's a lead, but it's not. And but I'm gonna tell you, I'm getting a lot of sales calls from people trying to sell me something, which I didn't, whatever. I just don't need that. But, whatever. I mean, there's just nothing you can, if there's nothing you can do about it, there's nothing you can do about it. But I'm just telling you the way it's going, the way it's gone. Last couple of months, nothing. Nothing's come in.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. As I checked here on your account, we have already the call tracking number, which means this all already filters out majority of the spam calls or marketing calls. So if we don't have the call tracking, you are actually going to be receiving more. And the reason why there is a lot of marketing calls is because they are actually seeing more online presence of you. So basically, this marketing company, because when I check on your ranking, you are actually ranking very well on your area for installation contractor in Ultima, Florida. You are like number 3. So it's really normal that you are getting this marketing calls because, of course, they wanted to go ahead and get you. I also checked in on your leads as well. I did a quick review, especially for the month of February. I have seen one that was actually tagged, like scheduled already, and I have seen some other calls as well, asking about the quotes and inquiring about insulation. So do you recall, like, this leads contacting you? Since you mentioned that you didn't get any, like, one qualified lead for months.
You have to give me a name, and then I'll tell you what they're looking for.
Sure, no problem. So let's go ahead and check here. Let's say this one, GM and Fabry Rocky. This one inquired about blown-in insulation for attic space.
Yeah, that is correct. But it wasn't looking for it blown in insulation. It was trying to keep the heat from going from his garage into his upstairs wall. Because blown insulation has nothing to do with that. He has a 2-story house, and the second story backs up to his garage attic, and he thought that he could do something with his garage to keep the heat from going through the wall. It has nothing to do with blown insulation. I know he was inquiring about, but he was wrong. I mean, I know that's not your fault, but I'm just saying that was not a good lead for me because it had nothing to do with blown insulation.
Yes.
And a couple of people call me for spray foam. I don't do spray foam. I don't know how it's on there. If it's on there, it needs to come off because I don't do spray foam. If you give me another name, I can tell you what happened with that too.
Certainly. How about this one, Miss Robbins?
Robin, Miss?
Miss Robbins. This one is more special. It says Miss Robbins called Craig seeking insulation for one room. After some discussion, it was determined that insulating only one room would not be effective. So Craig quoted $1,600 for the entire 1,430 square foot house. Then
yeah.
Lowered.
Okay. All right. That one, okay, that person was recommended to me from the air conditioner, from an air conditioning guy I know. Okay, he's the one that gave her my name, and then, of course, he didn't give her my phone number, so she Googled, and that's what happened with that. But see, that would have come to me if I had nothing to do with Local Splash, because like I said, that was she was recommended to me by an air conditioner man that I know, and he recommended me all the time. So, but that's what happened with that lady. Okay, but like I said, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying I'm not getting any leads from you that I wouldn't have gotten on my own anyway. But there's a lot of sales calls and a lot of things that don't pertain to my business. I mean, to my service.
Okay. So. Here's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that, Craig. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and send this over to the Google team for further review on your account. We'll go ahead and check in your placements for other locations to see how you're ranking. But on your primary search phrase, you actually are ranking good. You are third. So that's a good start already. So we'll check in the other areas that you are targeting and see how you're ranking there. And then we'll go ahead and improve your ranking over the areas that you're not, don't have, good ranking. So that means it will increase your visibility and ranking in other areas, and hopefully we can go ahead and drive more customers. And we'll also go ahead a posting for you to focus on this area so that, let me see here. Let me just check the posting that we do for you. Okay, I'll have the team focus more on these areas so that, yes, it should be able to help you with more visibility and ranking and drive us with more customers. Also,
okay.
I also see here that, yes, you're actually ranking third, but I wanted to ask, have you been collecting reviews from your clients?
No.
I see. Okay. So it's really very important that we go ahead and start collecting reviews. Even if you are ranked third, the fourth is actually Gilo Insulation, and they have 33 reviews. Next is Zero Blows Insulations, which they have 111. It could be that they're not really, working on their SEO. That's why even with good amount of reviews, they are ranked down. But if they start actually working on their SEO, they might rank up. So we wanted to make sure that we are keeping our ranking. Your other competitors, like Attic Queen, we have 214. So I'm going to go ahead and send you I just wanted to ask, have you been logging into your dashboard?
No.
Okay. I will be sending you an email with your login credentials, and then once you're logged in, if you could kindly go to reviews section, there is an option there wherein you can actually collect reviews from your clients. If you do have their phone numbers, you just have to enter their name and their phone number. It should be it's called request review button. If you click that one, you enter their name and then their phone number, and then they automatically get a text asking them to put a review for you. And it's a simplified way because they only have to click on the link, and they are being driven directly to your Google listing for the review section. So they just have to click it and be directed there right away.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Craig. Do you have, any questions? Craig, do you have, any questions for me or any clarifications on our stats?
No, thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Craig, for your time. And please enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.